When we were very young.
Games for young children are usually without structure. As they jump on the bed or chase you around the house pretending to be a tiger, they are engaged in what scientists call free play. This imaginative playing is an essential part of their social development. It develops their muscles and teaches them how to roll with the punches, sometimes literally. At school, children start playing games with rules. For their social development, time spent in the playground may actually be more important than time spent in the classroom. Although many people feel that outdoor play is being eroded by digital joys, Dr. Bruni found that physical games are still being played in schoolyards everywhere. It was somewhat surprising to discover that many games have remained unchanged for millennia. Furthermore, games like tag and hide-and-seek are being played by children around the world and follow very similar rules. He finds it hard to explain the popularity of some traditional games, though. Take hopscotch. Chucking a stone at a chalked number, then hopping to get to it, does not sound like a barrel of laughs, but for some reason, kids have been entertained by this game for centuries.